know, today we had a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 17-year-old. Very small class, but very, very intimate, very, very powerful, like I said. And it breaks my heart, you know what I mean? Because you can see the conditioning, you can see the doubt, you can see the fear, you can see all of it, you know? They have this hardness like a man, you know? Hardness like a thug, but it's like, they're just kids. And once you realize like how isolated and locked up these kids are, it's heartbreaking, you know? Because it feels like everybody's counting them out. I mean, their life every day, they feel counted out, you know? So I feel grateful to like be able to go in there and really just tell them like, I've been there and I'm not there anymore. And that as long as you believe in yourself, you know, like, you can go anywhere, you can be anybody. Once you remember who you are, you find yourself alone a lot, you know? And that's why it's easy to go back into these cycles and toxicity, because you're alone because you respect yourself. You're alone because you love yourself. Because no one's ever gonna love you and respect you the way you do, you know? And once you do that, the people that come in your life start respecting you and loving you in that same way, you know? And to get from there to here is the hard part, but I feel like through hip hop, I feel like that's the beautiful bridge. I think these kids just remind you of like how easy it is to make mistakes, you know? How easy it is to lose control, and how much this world just really needs love, you know? You, Taylor, just doing this program allows a nice facilitation of love, like love that they didn't know existed, you know? Love outside of family, love outside of peers. It's just like love from strangers who just feel the plight, you know? And I hope that like sticks with them forever, but at least all day, you know? Ultimately, I just hope the message struck, you know? I hope that these kids really figure out that they're not hopeless and that they're amazing, beautiful people, and that just because they made some mistakes, just because you're here doesn't mean that defines them, you know? They got a whole future ahead of them. And I hope, my message to everyone out here is that I hope we make a good world, you know? For these kids to be able to like get into it and really have a future. Hello, my name's AZ, Arkansas AZ. So I do music, I do acting, and I also run a vintage company. It's called Outdated VR. I'm still doing vintage. The reason I want to make it is not for a platinum Grammy. It's not for accolades or awards or recognition. Like, the reason I want to make it is just to be the proof in the pudding. You know, I want everyone to be like, damn, if AZ can make it, then like, why can't I? You know?